feeling we feel this.
COVID-19 has claimed more than 644,000 lives globally, more than 146,000 in the United States. There's a new milestone for COVID infections of more than 16 million globally and more than 4.1 million in the U.S. Britain has removed Spain from its list of safe countries for travel. This after Spain measured a spike in new coronavirus cases. The decision means those visiting Spain will have to quarantine for 14 days following their return to the UK. Deputy Chief Medical Officer for the UK, Jonathan Van Tam, said the decision came after a tipping point with new data about the level of disease in the European country. Anybody returning to the UK from Spain after midnight will be required to self-isolate. And Brazil registered more than 1,200 deaths attributed to the new novel coronavirus within a 24-hour period. The South American nation is second to the U.S. in both number of cases and deaths, with over 2.3 million cases and over 86,400 deaths. The U.S. State Department says Washington has dispatched a special envoy for Afghanistan to press for peace talks between the government and Taliban fighters, with the diplomat scheduled to visit Kabul on a trip with stops in five nations. U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad has departed for travel to Doha, Kabul, Islamabad, Oslo, and Sofia, the State Department said in a statement. The United States is drawing down its troops in Afghanistan under an agreement struck in February with the Taliban. The agreement is aimed to pave the way for formal peace talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government. The special envoy's task, bringing both sides to the table. This is VOA News. Hurricane Hanna has roared ashore onto the Texas Gulf Coast as a Category 1 storm, bringing winds, rains, and a storm surge to a part of the country trying to cope with a spike in coronavirus cases. The National Hurricane Center in the U.S. says the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season made landfall twice Saturday afternoon within the span of a little over an hour. Meteorologists say the biggest concern from Hanna is expected to be flooding from heavy rainfall. Many parts of Texas, including areas near where Hanna came ashore, have been dealing with a recent surge in coronavirus cases. Local officials say they were prepared for whatever the storm might bring. Meanwhile, once a Category 3 storm, Hurricane Douglas still poses a threat to Hawaii as a Category 1 storm. State leaders say they're prepared for what's to come, including flooding on some islands. What's different for now is how shelters will deal with social distancing because of COVID-19. Tropical Storm Gonzalo teased the southern Windward Islands this weekend, bringing heavy rain and strong winds. Gonzalo, though, is no longer expected to impact the larger islands of the West Indies as a strong tropical storm or Category 1 hurricane, but instead as a weaker tropical storm. The larger islands I was referring to include Trinidad, Tobago, and Barbados. And Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says the country will boost its ability to handle threats posed by Russia and China in space as part of a foreign security and defense policy review being conducted by the UK government. Of concern is a Russian satellite test, which involved the launch of a projectile with the characteristics of a weapon. Tensions between Britain and Russia have been high in recent weeks, with Britain targeting Russians with new sanctions, accusing Russian actors of trying to meddle in last year's election, and fearing Moscow has tried to hack into vaccine research. Separately, Britain announced on Monday it would suspend its extradition treaty with Hong Kong in an escalation of a dispute with China over its introduction of a national security law for the former British colony. And Regis Philbin has passed away. Philbin was a familiar face to TV viewers as an energetic and funny talk and game show host who logged more hours in front of the camera than anyone else in the history of U.S. television. He was 88 years old. Philbin, known to fans as Reg, was a fixture on various local and national shows for half a century, winning millions of fans as well as honors as the top U.S. talk and game show host. At one point, his salary was $20 million a year, that for hosting the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Roman.